Utah Transit Authority spokesman Jerry Carpenter says it would cost UTA between $130,000 to $150,000 a day to offer free service. With an average of 50 to 60 red air days, that's anywhere from $6 to $12 million in lost revenue over the course of a year. Carpenter says that could cost UTA a tracks line.
We need to make transit more available to people and not less available. And if we were to have a big hit to our budget by giving away all of our fare revenue, ultimately that would result in less transit, which would actually contribute to the problem.
Jason Mathis is executive director of the Downtown Alliance. The organization recently partnered with Utah Kennecott Copper to give away 2,500 UTA day passes in January to use on red air quality days. Mathis says the Downtown Alliance is looking for ways to expand the program.
We're going to, you know, talk to political leaders. We're going to talk to other corporations. But we think that this has some legs. And even if people just do it when they have the free pass, that's a good thing. But obviously our big goal is to get people to do it all the time.
A spokesperson for Kennecott says they bought the tickets at face value, which cost them about $14,000. Whitney Evans, KUER News.